The Jason Rand Show.
Jason, I got it. Thank you very much indeed for bringing these stories to our attention.
When you tell people they're a target, they'll act like a target. They will either live in fear or they'll act out.
The more you allow, the farther the criminals will go.
And that's why this behavior is allowed to continue.
That's exactly right.
Long form.
Seems pretty obvious to me that there is a concerted effort by folks on the left to go to town halls by Republican members of Congress and start yelling about DOGE, only to then have the media pick it up and pretend that this is all organic and not part of some larger movement. That's certainly what it seemed like yesterday, to me at least, where Congressman Michael Baumgardner, the Republican from the East Side, faced an angry and disruptive crowd. And all the details I've learned so far seems to indicate that this was, in fact, a plan. The congressman joins me now. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jason. It's great to be on, and your suspicions are correct.
Yeah, so take me through what is actually happening, because, and just to set the stage for folks, the Spokesman Review had a write-up about how there were 800 tickets distributed for the event, 500 were general admission tickets that were all taken up to 2 hours after they were posted publicly, which, man, I know you're very popular, but that's a crazy number for a town hall to be snatched up. And then you go to the event and there are a whole bunch of empty chairs, which indicates, you know, people, groups clearly were just taking up the tickets.
Yeah, that's what happened. And let me say to start with, I like doing town halls. I believe in them. You know, as I always say, whether you're one of the 61% of people that voted for me or the 39% that didn't, I vote. I work for both those groups, and I want to hear their ideas and opinions. So I like doing town halls. But you know, what had happened at the event was the far left groups and kind of more radical fringe groups had been informed about that the event was coming and had been in close contact with the event hosts. And so the minute that the event went live, they snatched up all the tickets. And then whether they couldn't fill the seats or sometimes the far left, you know, you can read on their message boards. They don't know whether they want to show up and do organized protests or then not show up so that it looks empty. I think what they just wanted to make sure that there were no conservatives or Republicans in the crowd. And, you know, by and large, they did that. But overall, except for a few exceptions, like some of the anti-Semitic activity that went on, it was a good town hall, and I enjoyed doing it despite all the protests and some of the rude behavior.
Do you know the groups responsible?
Yeah. I mean, they've been frequently protesting our office, and it's the same groups, you know, nationally that, you know, they're not interested in these town halls so much as actually having a conversation. It's that they want a public setting where they can demonstrate about their ideas. And then there's obviously an organized democratic political element to it as well, too. They want to create the perception that Republicans and what we're doing in Washington, D.C. are not popular or that the American people are angry, which is actually not the truth. What we're doing is quite popular. And it's the same things that we campaigned on. So, yeah, it is organized. Nothing that happened was a real surprise there. But it does crowd out. The unfortunate thing is that the legitimate people that would like to engage with their member of Congress aren't able to go. And then you would hope that was at a university, you would hope that the college students would both be able to engage and then also see a better example of civility and just decency and kind behavior from adults.
These activist groups are getting precisely what it is that they want out of this, because the media then covers the disruption and gives off the impression that the positions of either the Republican Party or DOGE in particular are unpopular. I mean, again, reading from the Spokesman Review, it said, quote, almost everyone in the crowd appeared displeased with the White House, judging by the scale of disruptions and a poll of attendees' most pressing concerns, especially with the Department of Government Efficiency and the loss of checks and balances within the federal government. I find it hard to believe that in Spokane, you're unable to find any conservative who might support what it is you're doing and any moderate who might support what it is you're doing. But I guess the media is not at all curious that they couldn't find someone in a red district.
Well, I mean, I asked for a show of hands who voted for Donald Trump, and there were about four hands out of the several hundreds of folks that were there. So it was absolutely the most left-wing radical element of of Eastern Washington and folks that came in from out of the area. So it would have been better reporting. It shouldn't have been, you know, town hall, angry town hall. It should have been angry radical Democrats at town hall. And so, of course, you know, my email inbox is overflowing with positive messages about the Trump administration and about what we're doing in Congress as Republicans like today. So it was not a representative a sample. But again, I did enjoy the town hall. I feel strongly that we should try to do them. And I think I don't think even the way the media reports it, people on the street know the reality of what went on. And also, it's not good politics for the far left to show up and act like a bunch of unhinged lunatics and have rude behavior at these things. It's not going to work well for them. And I would say the same thing to folks, you know, if on the hard right that did that. People want responsible, the American voters want responsible people to govern, and rude and outlandish behavior is not a great way to win elections.
Congressman Michael Baumgartner, the Republican from Spokane County, joining me on the line. We're talking about last night's town hall. It was very disruptive, courtesy of, to your point, radical left-wing Democrats and the groups that have organized the opposition. You had mentioned that there was also a lot of anti-Semitism on display. What did they say or do?
Well, that was, you know, that was the one, I guess, disappointing thing that the most disappointing thing for me. There was just concerted efforts and questions trying to equate the anti-Semitic protests targeting Jewish students at places like Columbia with the American civil rights movement. And you know, it's a false equivalence. You know, I didn't accept it. I pushed back on it repeatedly. And, you know, I understood there would be some left-wing activists there, but I even heard it from some of the college students that were there. There was one student who I think in his heart of hearts, he thought he was being a decent person. But look, what went on those college campuses was not just an expression of the First Amendment. It was a targeted effort to support violent Islamic terrorism and to make Jewish students feel unsafe was absolutely wrong. It was anti-Semitic, and it's extremely appropriate that the universities and colleges that allowed this behavior to go on targeting these Jewish students, that they're going to face the repercussions of that from this administration. So you've already seen Columbia University begin to be held to account. And, you know, this is not the Biden administration or the Kamala Harris administration that they're dealing with anymore. The Trump administration is very serious about this issue and making sure Jewish students feel safe on college campuses. And congressmen like me, Michael Baumgartner and others are on the Republican side are very serious about this issue. And so we're going to get it cleaned up. But it was unfortunate that there was an element of that in my town hall last night.
There's some controversy on a different issue that is hitting your neck of the woods, where two alleged members of Tren de Aragua, the gang, two illegal immigrants that ICE picked up over the last few days, and the way they went about it, I guess, is earning some ire from the radical left because they were sort of pulled out of a vehicle. They don't seem all that upset that they were in this country illegally to begin with and are alleged members of a gang that's incredibly violent, but the arrests were very upsetting. What's the general stance, do you think, from your districts when it comes to illegal immigration and these ICE raids?
Well, of course, everybody with common sense and decency in Eastern Washington does not want violent, illegal criminals, gang members, and drug dealers in our communities. Unfortunately, in Washington State, there's a group in Olympia and a group in local politics that cares far more about the perpetrators of crime than they do about the victims of crime. And that's one of the reasons that our state is having so many problems right now. You know, what needs to happen is if state and local police forces and government cooperate with ICE, then these bad actors can be apprehended in jail, where it can be safe for everyone, safe for the officers, and safe for the surrounding community. In these so-called sanctuary cities or sanctuary states, where they don't notify federal law enforcement and immigration officials that they are in possession of violent criminals, then they have to make the arrests on the street. And it's much more dangerous for the federal agents and for the communities and families that are around. And so the best way, if you want to help immigrants and create safe communities, is you should demand an end these so-called sanctuary cities and states and demand that government cooperate with federal immigration officials so we can get these bad actors out of here and start making America safe again.
Your colleague from Texas, Congressman Brandon Gill, announced that he is filing, or he did file, impeachment articles against the federal judge out of the case over the weekend that caused a whole lot of, again, consternation, I suppose. Judge James Boasberg, U.S. District Court judge, he apparently wanted the Trump administration to turn planes around, even though they were almost to their destination overseas, in deporting dangerous illegal immigrants who apparently were, again, gang members. Obviously, the Trump administration did not turn the planes around. They say they weren't ignoring the orders, but the order wasn't written, and there's a question as to whether or not a single judge could even do something like that. Do you support the impeachment articles?
Well, Brandon sits next to me in judiciary, and he's one of my fellow freshmen to get along pretty well. I'm intrigued, but I need to learn more about exactly what went on with the constitutional process, what's the judicial oversight of the process. So I'm sure we're going to be addressing this in the Judiciary Committee. And like I say, I certainly don't want one radical left-wing judge to be able to stop violent criminals from being sent out of the country, if that's in fact what happened. But I need to learn more about the issues surrounding it before I commit to any position on the issue.
Is it fair to say you have a general discomfort with any individual judge, regardless of their ideological leanings, to have this kind of control over federal policy? It can just be one judge who frankly just says, oh, no, I'm pausing an entire federal policy.
Absolutely. And it's clear that when the president is commander in chief, particularly on issues of national security, he has a lot more leeway than in other issues under our constitutional system. I think the idea that you can get a radical activist judge in one district jurisdiction that can stop activities across the entire country is a real threat to our constitutional system. And it's going to have to be that the Supreme Court steps in and provides some clarity and some oversight, you know, on these issues, because we saw this in the first Trump administration. If every radical judge in any very far left wing entity is able to stop an entire agenda that the people voted for, it's just you just can't run a republic like that. So it is an ongoing issue we're going to have to deal with.
Congressman Michael Baumgartner, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason. Anytime.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rancho. When we come back, we're going to dive into some quick hits right here on KTTH.